All right, Gage Linville, hey man, Daytona, it's always exciting, it's always gnarly. How was it for you?
Yeah, I felt like I had it going pretty good the other day. Had a really good heat race until I cased the wall jump. That one hurt. But main event, no, I started pretty slow. Had a crash. Red flag, I was 19th and made quick passes after the red flag. Got up to 13th and got pushed off the track by another rider. Hit a tough block, dislocated my finger, and that was all she wrote.
That was it then for that. Damn it. How'd you make those moves so quick off the restart?
I don't know. Like I feel like the last – well, I mean, we've had restarts almost in every main, and – up until the restart, man, I'm going to be honest with you, I pretty much suck. Yeah. But after the restarts, like, I'm pretty good after the restarts. Yeah. And that's the best I felt all day. Yeah. So just have to find that before the restart, yeah. I guess.
So second Daytona for you, right? It's kind of gnarly, right?
Oh, it's yeah. really gnarly. The TV does it no justice. Yeah. And it's not necessarily the track so gnarly. It's just how it ruts up and soft and stuff.
And dark dirt with the lights, right?
It's tough for sure.
So you've been riding at the Triumph facility. There was some talk about you going over there and filling in. I don't think it's going to happen. Can you take us through that a little bit?
Yeah. So I think a lot of people kind of found out I rode at Triumph. And I do train with Browning, which is a Triumph trainer now. I think people started to find that out at about the time they were looking for a fill-in.
Okay.
I think there was talks about it, but ultimately I had no offer from Triumph. So, yeah. But no, I do train at Triumph and I train with the Triumph guys. So
Lewis is fake news because I think Lewis was talking about it on my show one night, and I was like, "Oh, really?" So yeah.
Yeah, no, there was some talk about it before that, mm-hmm. and then when that kind of broke, it kind of went a little quiet. But you know, I had a feeling. You know, I just have to be better. So
when I had you on the show before, you're working with Yogi. You're moving over to Brownie just for more full time.
Yeah, and Ezra was really good. I mean, he is, obviously. He's really great.
He's a legend.
Yeah, absolutely. And he works, you know, he works for AMA now, so he wasn't able to come as much as I hoped. And with Brownie being there, you know, it kind of made more sense. So
he doesn't talk much, Brownie.
No, yeah, he's quiet. Yeah, he's starting to open up a little bit, but no, yeah, he's quiet.
So how long is this thing going to keep you out for?
Oh, we're coming racing.
We're going Indy?
A finger ain't going to keep me out. We'll tape it up, and we'll do the Shimoda spec, and we're racing.
All right, sounds good, man. Thanks for this.
Thank you. Cool.